Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Here's the Does trio. The boys are all set to sing the news that does everything and does it best. Okay, fellas.
Oh, 25 soaps in a wash day test prove that does everything best.
When the scores were added, what did they find?
The whiteness, suds, and safety combined.
Does everything best.
And the boys are right. 25 different wash day soaps really were tested. Your soap among them, no doubt. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And Does had the highest score on the whole combination. Now, you're probably wondering, what happened to those other soaps? Well, compared to Does, some soaps were weak on whiteness for towels. Others were lacking on safety for nice colors. And some couldn't match Does on suds for getting work clothes clean without hard scrubbing. But Does, the new kind of soap, had a perfect score on all three combined. Now, boys, what do you have to sing about that?
Does everything best.
Okay. Now, ladies, here's what that means to you on wash day. Do you want your towels beautifully white? Do you want to get those work clothes clean easy? Well, Does gets towels whiter, work clothes clean easier than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap actually leaves your pretty undies brighter, so they last longer. I tell you, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, Does tested best. Make Does your wash day soap.
Does everything best.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. A doctor's prescription cannot always be administered as easily as a pill or a spoonful of medicine. In Molly's case, she decided to overlook Dr. Sandridge's recommendation that she undergo a period of rest and care at the Hillcrest Rest Home. She spent only one night there. But this morning, compelled by a drive to find Jake, Molly sneaked out of the hospital disguised as a scrubwoman. Molly doesn't know that Jake was also a patient at Hillcrest, and at the very moment when Molly was admitted, her husband was being discharged. Right now, Molly is at the local police station, where she went directly from the hospital. Listen.
Oh, I have to tell you, and I want you to listen, because it's very imperative, and it's very important, and a great deal, and everything depends upon it. My whole life, I want you to listen again, and listen carefully, officer, please. Please,
all
listen.
Right. All right, lady, all right,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
Start all over again.
Yes.
You're terribly excited. Now, just calm
yes,
down.
I'm very calm, officer.
All right, now. Start from the beginning. Don't be frightened.
No, I'm not frightened, officer. I'm not frightened, because why should I be frightened? After all, I'm in the arms of the law. What better arms is that than the arms of the law? The justice? After all, why should I be frightened? I want you to help me.
All right, now. Just tell me your story.
Yes. Yes. My story is this way, officer dear, is this way. I'm from Connecticut. That's the state, Connecticut. Texas is not my home.
Yes.
You see, officer dear, I was on a bus going from Connecticut on my way to Mexico. And on my way to Mexico, officer, on the bus, I found $25,000.
Where is it?
I don't know. I don't know, officer. My husband has it, and I can't find my husband.
Oh, he ran off with the money.
No, officer. No. Not my husband. A friend of mine took the money and gave it to my husband. My friend is Seymour Fingerhood. Seymour Fingerhood, that's my friend. He's got a nervous breakdown now. He's home now in Connecticut with a nervous breakdown. Seymour Fingerhood, a very young boy. I took him on the bus trip with me for company because Mr. Goldberg didn't want me to be alone with the company. So I took Seymour Fingerhood with the company with me. And my husband was trying to locate me, which he didn't for strenuous reasons. And his police have the clue. And if you could call the Greensville headquarters...
Just a minute.
That's all right.
Hello?
Hello? How do I do it?
Oh, just a minute. Will you hold on, please?
I will.
All right, lady. Now, just give me your name and address.
2024 Jennifer Street, Elsie Warren.
Elsie Warren.
Elsie Warren.
What was that number?
Hello?
The number...
All right, lady. Let's have it.
2024 Jennifer Street, Greensville.
Greensville?
Yes.
Well, how is it you didn't take your complaint to the police headquarters in Greensville?
Well, because you see, officer...
Hello?
Just a minute. Yes, lady.
You see, officer, I was...
There's another call for you waiting, Captain Lanson.
Well, Stella, will you please switch the call that's on my line now to Officer Hogan?
Hello?
Just a minute, please. Somebody will take care of you.
Thank you.
Hello, Stella. Switch all my calls to Hogan, will you please?
Yes, I will. And Captain Lanson.
Yes?
Mrs. Lanson calls.
Yes?
He'd like you to stop off at the market and get a goose.
For what?
I don't know. There's only one thing we always do with a goose, and that's eat it.
Well, there's only one member of my family that likes goose, and that's my brother-in-law. Call Mrs. Lansing back to tell her that there's no geese in town.
I will, sure.
All right, now, madam. You're Elsie Warren.
No, no, no. I'm not Elsie Warren. I'm Molly Golver from Lastonbury, Connecticut.
And you lost $25,000?
No, I found $25,000, but I lost my husband.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You found $25,000?
In a box.
And what did you do with it?
I didn't do anything. I left it where I found it.
And where was that?
In my pocketbook.
Oh, and you want to turn the money in now?
No, I haven't got the money.
Oh, that's right. You did say your husband went off with it?
Something happened to him.
How do you know?
His clothes were found.
Was he on the bus with you?
No.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Please, first you say you're Elsie Warren, and then you say you're...
I'm staying at Elsie Warren's house.
What are you doing here in the town of Hillcrest?
Well, would you see, officer dear, it was just because, you see, I wasn't,
Oh.
Well, officer, that's the story also.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, lady. All right. Would you mind sitting in the next room for a minute?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're not Elsie Warren, huh?
No, I'm Molly Goldberg.
I see. $25,000. All right, we'll find it for you.
But I don't want the money. I want my husband.
Yes, I understand. I'll call you in a few minutes.
Thank you very much. I'll put you in the room.
Yes. Hello, Stella.
Yes?
Stella, get me the Hillcrest Rest Home and find out if they had any report of a missing patient by the name of Molly Goldberg.
On a Molly Goldberg.
Mrs. I'll do that right away.
I will.
Come in, please, my good woman.
Yes.
Sit down, Elsie.
Molly.
Oh, yes. Molly Goldberg. You're from, where did you say?
Lastonbury, Connecticut.
Lastonbury, Connecticut, I see.
I was on my way to Mexico, I told you. I'm the only living relative of a child.
And you were taking the money to the child?
No, officer. The money was put in my pocketbook.
When did all this happen to you, my dear?
The exact latitude and longitude when it happened, well, it was quite a spell ago.
And you carried the money in your pocketbook all this time?
Yes. I carried it because, you see, officer, that's also, I have to make an explanation of that, and I have to apologize for that.
Well, just take your time.
I can't say that I was ignorant. I wasn't ignorant of the fact. I knew that if I kept the money more than 10 days, because that's legalized, and that's also of the party of the first part and party of the second part, and at the moment it wasn't convenient for me to tell the truth because other people was involved, and I was afraid of it, dear, because...
people following you, I suppose.
Oh, yes, that also.
Excuse me.
Captain Lansing, there was a report that a Miss Molly Goldberg is reported missing from the hospital this morning.
Oh, that's what I thought. Thank you, Stella. Call them back and tell them they'll find what they're looking for in my office.
I'll tell them that she's in your office, Captain Lansing.
That's right. All right, madam. Now, if it upsets you to talk about your experiences, why don't you just sit down here with me and let's have a nice visit?
Oh, I can't, officer. I would like that very much. Maybe sometimes in some future time and some future date. But I can't now. Also, because I have so much to do. My family don't know where I am yet.
They don't?
No. I don't know where they are. I called the number at 2024 Geneva Street, and there's no answer. They must be on their way to see me. That's why there's no answer. So I have to go, and I have to wait for them. But I have to see you first. Somebody told me there was a search for my husband, but maybe not.
I see.
Only his clothes were found.
With the money?
Without the money. Whoever took his clothes took the money.
And who is Mrs. Warren? How did you get to Geneva Street?
Well,
excuse me.
Yes?
Yes?
What's the idea of switching me upstairs and downstairs? What must I do to put out a general alarm for a missing person?
Hold on a minute.
Rosalie. Oh, Rosalie. Oh, this is my family, officer.
Just hold on, please.
The This is my family officer.
Can't we take her home, officer?
I don't care what you do from here on. She's your responsibility.
Oh, officer, you'll take care of what I say.
Oh, sure, yes.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Can we go now?
Just a minute.
Me?
No.
Me?
Yes.
Yes, darling.
You taking her back to the hospital, aren't you?
Yes, officer.
Okay,
sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, officer.
Goodbye.
Dear.
Just take good care of yourself. Be a good girl now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello?
Can I have your attention, please? This is Jacob.
Your 3 minutes are up. Will you please deposit another nickel?
Just a minute, please.
Hello?
I have to find another nickel, officer. Please.
Well, when you do, call me back.
Well, if only Molly had known that was Jake on the other end of the wire. But she didn't. And now she's heading away from Jake again. Will the police be able to catch up with her? Now, if you're like most people I know, you don't believe everything you hear. That's why I'm ready to prove it when I say does everything and does it best. In the wash and in the dishpan, too. Actual tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it.
Any soaps I know?
Sure, I'll bet the very soap you use was among them. And listen, Dove's, the new kind of soap, came out ahead with its combination for dishes. Dove's gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands. Honestly, none of those soaps can match all Dove's does. Look, you like lots of suds in your dishpan?
I'll say.
Well, against soap after soap, Dove's gives more suds faster. Lasting suds, so you don't have to keep adding soap. And Dove's goes to work on grease quicker, too, without hard scouring. Yet when it comes to kindness to hands, none of those soaps can beat Dove's. It leaves hands feeling wonderfully soft. In the dishpan, too, Dove's everything best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. An acquaintance of Molly's shows up unexpectedly, and events take a new turn. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axis. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war materials.